Back now with Day to Day, and we have some breaking news. At least 21 people were killed today, 21 others wounded, after a gunman opened fire in a classroom and a dorm building on the campus of Virginia Tech University. That's in Blacksburg, Virginia. NPR sending reporters to the scene, and we'll be hearing the latest developments from them as they occur throughout the day. With us now is Tom Sakach. He's with the Virginia Tech student radio station, WUVT. And I understand, Tom, that the university's president just gave a press conference. What did he have to say?
I'll read the president's statement verbatim, entitled "The Shooting on Virginia Tech Campus." The university was struck today with a tragedy of monumental proportions. There were two shootings on campus. In each case, there are fatalities. The university is shocked and horrified that this would befall our campus. I want to extend my deepest, sincerest, and most profound sympathies to the families of these victims, which include students. We are currently in the process of notifying next of kin. The Virginia Tech police are being assisted by numerous other jurisdictions. Crime scenes are being investigated by the FBI and the state police. We continue to work to identify the victims impacted by this tragedy. I cannot begin to convey my own personal sense of loss over the senselessness of such an incomprehensible and heinous act. The university will immediately set up counseling centers. So far, centers have been identified in Ambler-Johnson and the Cook Counseling Center to work with our campus community and families. Here are some of the facts we now know. At about 7:15 a.m. this morning, a 911 call came to the University Police Department concerning an event in West Ambler-Johnson Hall. There were multiple shooting victims. While in the process of investigating, about 2 hours later, the university received reports of a shooting in Norris Hall. The police immediately responded. The shooter is in police custody. There are multiple fatalities. The number of fatalities has not been confirmed. The victims have been transported to numerous hospitals in the area and in the region to receive emergency treatment. We will proceed to contact the next of kin as the victims' identities are available. All classes are canceled and the university is closed for the remainder of today. The university will open tomorrow at 8 a.m., but classes are canceled on Tuesday. The police are currently staging the release of people from campus buildings. Families wishing to reunite with their students are suggested to meet at the inn at Virginia Tech. We're making plans for a convocation tomorrow, Tuesday, at noon at the Castle Coliseum for the university community to come together and begin to deal with this tragedy. And I must note that the formal statement is apt to change.
Tom Sakach, it's Alex Chadwick at Day to Day. Thank you for that report. You said that there were two shootings, but do they think there's just one shooter or possibly more than one?
Unfortunately, the circumstances surrounding both are very different. They're unfortunately not clear, because with the first one occurring at 7:15 a.m. with a 911 call, it was two shootings with one confirmed fatality and one wounding. And from rumors I've heard, it was apparently an ex-boyfriend who shot his ex, or a boyfriend who shot his ex-girlfriend in the RA.
And can you
it's
tell
unclear
us
whether he was a student or not.
Can you tell us more about who he was? You say he's in custody now.
It's unclear whether the first shooter is in custody now. They've changed the formal statement to indicate that the second gunman in Norris Hall was found dead at the scene. However, it is unclear whether he killed himself or not.
So there were definitely two gunmen?
Unfortunately, I can't make any statement onto it because it's unclear. That's only investigations will.
These things often, certainly in the beginning hours, they're terribly confusing and people report all kinds of things. So these kinds of details are hard to know at the moment. Tell us a little about the school and about Blacksburg. What are things like there? You all must be getting ready for graduation. I mean, this is a stunning thing to happen.
To be honest, I was shocked, unprepared. Originally, I was just in the library doing some work, waiting for my economics class to start, and all of a sudden I hear sirens, a cop car tailed by an ambulance goes by, then four more Crown Victorias just roll by, sirens blaring above the speed limit, passing cars, and I had no idea what was going on, especially just with one shooting in Ambler-Johnson, which was all that they revealed to us at the point.
And that's a dormitory?
Yes, ma'am. It's It's on the southern side of campus.
Well, so you heard these police cars going by, and I think I saw reports earlier on the news wires that word went around the campus quickly, stay inside whatever building you're in, don't move. Did you get that report where you were?
If you want my own personal experience, I was crossed over, I'll say the building names, but I'm not sure if they mean anything. I was just walking from the library to Torgerson to McBride, and when I came out, there were three cop cars that I could see in an ambulance beside McBride, and I talked to someone who was next to me, and he said there were more on the other side, and we're just standing there watching, rubbernecking, and then we're told to go inside by a security officer, and there were several of the McBride Hall is right near our cadet quad, and there's some of the cadet senior officers yelling for everyone, just go inside, stay away from windows. It was definitely nothing I expected.
Now, I understand this is the second time in the school year that the campus was closed in because of a shooting. So you all must be pretty shaken up.
Yes and no. Like, the way the two shootings occurred, it's just much, much different. Like, this one is so much more of an impact on the student population in Virginia Tech because it's unclear whether the shooter was or was not a student at this point, but he did indeed kill students, whereas William Morva was not a Virginia Tech student, was a resident of Blacksburg. He shot two police officers off campus, and I don't think he once went on campus during the entire time they were searching for him.
Tom Sakech, thank you so much for speaking with us. Tom is a student and a student reporter at the Virginia Tech radio station WUVT, where there are reports of more than 20 people killed today in a pair of shootings.